Okay, you can hear me?
Yes, okay. And Legislator Heppner just joined us too.
Okay. I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Highway Bridges Capital Projects Committee. Can we stand for the pledge?
Yes, we can.
Thank you, Herb. I pledge allegiance,
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic,
For which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Where's my pen? Has everybody gotten a chance to review, look over the minutes from our previous meeting?
I'll move them.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Heppner.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Litz to move the to pass the minutes as written from last month. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. All righty. Resolution number 435. Urging the United States Congress to enact the National Infrastructure Bank Act of 2021. Discussion?
I'll move it.
Second? Anybody got anything to say? Or personally, I think it's a no-brainer, but that's just me. Anybody doesn't have anything else to say, I'll entertain a motion to pass it.
So moved.
Second.
Legislator Green, seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that was Legislator Litz, by the way, seconded.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 444, amending the 2021-2026 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 607, Government Operations Center, amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. Discussion? Okay, if there's no discussion, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Heppner. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Are you hearing me okay?
I will abstain.
Okay. Due to work?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carried. No. Resolution number 446, approving the execution of a contract for $722,430.25 entered into the County Urban Architects PLLC Department of Public Works. This is for the architectural design. Any discussion?
Yeah, Fabiano, I'll move to block this one and the next one, the relevant to the capital project amendment we just did. That's what we did in law enforcement.
Okay, yeah, 446 and 447.
Yep.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Heppner to block 446 and 447. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Now, all in favor of the block? Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried.
I'll abstain.
And abstention by Legislator Litz. Now I'll ask for a motion to adopt both resolutions that were. Okay, motion made by Legislator Heppner. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Manager Joe, did you have a question?
No, I was just saying aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Resolution.
Oh, I abstained.
Okay. Resolution number 450. Establishing capital project number 601, Small Business and Economic Recovery, Department of Economic Development. This is from the federal money, the $34 million that we're receiving. And I understand this is be $435,000. Is there a motion to discuss?
So moved.
Second. Okay. Any discussion?
So this is the capital project for the Enterprise West, I believe. Right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Yep.
All right. And if you don't mind, Chair, and Legislator Cahill, this goes to your committee tomorrow night if it moves through this committee?
Yes. Well, yes, it's both. We will have both. We'll have there's two partnering resolutions. One to establish a capital project, 450. And then we'll have another one to move it over to USITA, 451.
451. Yeah. So all in favor of resolution 450?
Legislator Green, your hand raised.
I'm sorry.
This time my hand was raised just for a brief comment. And that is, this came up in another meeting and Deputy Wright, I asked about, you know, solar, whether or not we own or USITA owns or the property is sold. I was told that the county is looking into solar on Enterprise West, but not the specific project. I still think it's an opportunity and, you know, we can continue to discuss this moving forward, but I was very reassured to know that the county is looking at investing in solar somewhere on Enterprise West, not this specific building. Just wanted to reflect that.
Okay, any other comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it. Motion made by Legislator Green, second.
Second.
Okay, Legislator Litz, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 451, approving an execution of contract for $435 entered into by the County of Ulster County Economic Development Alliance Incorporated, Department of Economic Development, which is a spinoff off the previous resolution.
Manna's hands up.
Manna?
Oh, actually, it wasn't. I was just resting. Did you say $435?
Thousand.
Okay. I missed hearing thousand, and I just wanted the record to be complete.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to move this.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Cahill, second.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Okay, what do we got next here? Resolution number 5458. Amending capital project number 529, purchase of mass transit buses and related equipment, and amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transportation, UCAT, for 91,000 serial bonds. Discussion? Okay. If there's no discussion, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. How am I doing, Laura?
Good.
Just a quick note, if I may.
Yeah.
The meeting that I was referring to, just to be complete, I believe was the chair's meeting, the committee chair's meeting.
Okay.
That where these resolutions have been discussed. And I think we're supposed to kind of report back. So that was where that discussion about Enterprise West occurred. And the fleet, the bus fleet.
All right. What are we on, 463, Nettie?
460.
460, okay. Resolution number 460, establishing capital project number 610, UCAT equipment and facility upgrade, and amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transportation, UCAT. Any discussion? All right, if not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 463, amending capital project number 584, bridge superstructure repairs, amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 465, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $59,000 entered into by the county MJ Engineering and Land Surveying Department of Public Works.
I'll move it. Oh, I'll second. Okay.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 466, approving the execution of a contract for $479,974.47 entered into by the County Harrison and Borough Bridge Contractors Incorporated Department of Public Works.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz. Seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Resolution number 467, amending the cap, the 2021-2026 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 608, Bridge Street Bridge, Town of Shandaigan, amending the 2021 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Heppner, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Resolution number 469, approving the execution of a contract for $150,000 entered into by the county Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Department of Public Works. Revenue funds for bridge design and analyst, $150,000.
I'll move it.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Cahill, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion carried. Okay, resolution number 470, amending the 2021-2026 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 609, Plank Road Culvert, Town of Shandaigan, amending the 2021 Capital Fund Project, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, resolution number 472, approving the execution of a contract for $95,350 entered into by the County Cornell Cooperative Extension of Ulster County Department of Public Works. Again, this is sort of Plank Road Culvert upside. Motion made by Legislator Litz. Second.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. All right, resolution number 473, approving the execution of a contract amended for $40,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County A&J Construction of New York Incorporated Department of Public Works.
I'll move it for discussion.
Okay. Second. Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. What,
Mark, would you like to, or someone from DPW, tell us what the additional 40,000 is?
I can take that if, Mark, you want me to.
Yeah, Don, go for it.
We've had an increase in leaky roofs due to the rainy weather we've been having, and this is just to increase the funds to address those repairs and any potential repairs that we see coming in the next few months.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to move it. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. And our last resolution, resolution 474, approving an increase in funding for design, testing and construction services of emergency roof work at various buildings on campus related to the Campus Roofs Capital Project number 489. Campus Roofs, and approving the work order with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, for such services, amending the 2021 Ulster County Capital Fund, Ulster County Community College. Discussion?
Dean, Jamie's here if anybody has any questions or if you want her to talk.
Real quick, is this a $1 million increase to the original contract, or was this a part of the plan and we're just now executing part of it?
This was always part of the plan. We had to move this roof up, similar to what Don was saying. We have a very serious leaking issue in our Vanderlyn Student Life Center, which is leaking into the cafeteria.
Oh boy.
So our patchwork has met the end of its useful life. So we're working to get DASNY in for an emergency repair. Gotcha. So we're moving this up in the plan.
And so the original estimate was $1 million less than this now. Is that why you have to increase it, or is this just part of the overall roof replacement capital project?
This is part of the overall five-year roof replacement capital.
Got it.
We just need to move this one kind of up into the agenda at this
Great.
Point.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain.
Manajoe has her hand up.
Oh, go ahead, Manajoe.
Thank you. I just want to check, as I frequently do when there are roof repairs, whether there was a feasibility study. And I asked that in the committee chair meeting. And I think the answer was, I think so. So now that Jamie's here, I just.
Yep. So I can address that one. This roof, we have not done the feasibility study on yet. We will be doing a feasibility study. This is to really fix an emergency leak situation that's going on. When we do the full roof, this is one of our longest buildings. This is one that we have identified as very, very solar friendly. And we will be doing the feasibility study when we're at the point of the complete roof repair. This again is an emergency repair for part of the roof that's failed at this point.
Thank you for that clarification, and also for taking seriously the opportunity to put solar on our roofs as much as is feasible. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
So moved Second. By Legislator Litz.
Second.
Second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carried. Now we have two things under new business tonight. One is they're scheduling a joint meeting of Ways and Means Committee and Public Works and Capital Projects Committee has been scheduled for the purpose of reviewing the proposed capital improvement program with executive staff scheduled for Tuesday, October 21st, 2021 at 5 p.m. Now, I don't think this date and time is going to be in stone, as I heard today. So if there's a change, I'm sure they will definitely email you and to let you know.
That's the 26th, right, Dean?
Yep.
Okay.
So, Chairman, this will be a Zoom meeting, I presume?
I would imagine so, yes. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And to be honest about it, I think this meeting might be changed because that is the same night that the Ulster County Republican Committee is having their annual dinner out at the Chateau which starts at 5 or 6 o'clock. So I got a funny feeling this might be changed to a later date. I don't know for sure, but my gut's telling me that it will be. Okay. The other thing under new business is the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee is asking us for recommendations for appropriating funds to non-county organizations. I think they're looking to restructure how this is done. So if anybody has any suggestions that you want to bring forward, either now or to him, feel free to do so.
To Amber. Anybody,
excuse me? Now,
said, or to Amber Feaster.
Yeah. What's that?
She what said you only can bring it to Amber Feaster.
Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Brian.
No, I got another question. I thought we were done with that. Go ahead.
No, my feeling on this is that, and I felt that this way for quite some time, I'm not against appropriating funds to non-county organizations, but my personal feeling is I don't feel that we should be contributing funds to nonprofit organizations that are already receiving tax dollars or that are in a business already self-sustaining their finances on their own. I feel that we should only be giving these monies to organizations that after they receive this money, it goes directly to people who need it, that are in need, like places like Ulster County Community Action, People's Place, where they directly help people with this money, Family of Woodstock, and like a new thing that we just got here in the town of Saugerties that's nonprofit. It's called the Ryan House. It's a facility where after you're rehabbed for alcoholism or drug addiction, you go to this place, and it's like a halfway house. You'll stay a period of time from 6 to 18 months till you get your feet on the ground and get yourself a vehicle and maybe a job and find your own apartment. So I really think that, you know, that's where this money should go, and nowhere where they're already receiving profit of as a business or from tax dollars. That's my view on that. Any old business?
I have old business, but I'd like to just comment on that.
Okay, go ahead, man.
Thank you. That it seems to me this is worth a more in-depth discussion. And who did the request come from again?
The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee for input from us.
So we're already going to be scheduling a joint meeting, and I know that it's going to be
probably come up.
That's for the capital projects.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Nettie. Yeah. Manager Joe, I guess he put this request in not only to our committee, he set this request for input from all the committees in the county.
Got it. Okay. So if we have, I would like to know when the meeting that full discussion is. I'd like to hear that discussion and perhaps participate. So I'll just be on the lookout for it. Thank you.
Or check with the chairman and see when he plans on discussing it or at his meeting.
Okay, thank you. And I do have one piece of old business, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
If you'll remember, we brought up the issue when we're talking about solar feasibility studies, that we can't do both. We can't put solar on a roof and be part of a community solar project. The community solar project offsets 100% of the buildings that are participating, but it rules out actual infrastructure being installed on those buildings. And I did ask the legislative attorney to draft either a memorializing resolution or a letter to the appropriate, whether it's the Public Service Commission, NYSERDA, et cetera. And that research is underway. We're trying to figure out exactly what rule it violates, where that rests, so that we can send it to the appropriate agency. But there was a lot of support from this committee, and I just wanted to update you. It hasn't gone away. It's just taking a little more research than, you know, we thought it would. And I also want to say that I think we have 15 municipalities in the 7-county region that are undergoing the solar mapping project that is being coordinated with Scenic Hudson, who developed the project, but it wasn't being very well utilized. And it occurred to me that if we could do it as a group, we could learn even more by sharing information and learning from each other. So that is, I think, a really important step to get from planning and calling for, you know, scaling up solar and other renewable infrastructure to having municipalities really understand where there are opportunities, where those opportunities could be enhanced if there was better grid interconnection, and what areas need to be protected or avoided, and then also how to work with the community to ensure community acceptance. And I want to say that in Ulster County, Sogarty's has really done a great job. I remember some of the public sessions before their larger solar projects were approved. There was real opportunity for public input, but I think every municipality can benefit. We'll do this again in the winter, spring, and next summer. But it's we're making really good progress, and I just wanted to make folks aware. And there's still room. We're starting October 14th. So if there is a municipality that wants to be part of this first cohort, they're welcome to participate. No resolution, it's informal, but I think it'll be very valuable. And I'll keep you guys posted about our progress.
Thank you. Does anyone have anything else to add?
Brian Cahill.
Thanks.
Brian.
Yeah, so I know that we have a meeting scheduled on October 26th to go over the capital projects, a joint meeting with Ways and Means and the Public Works, but on September 22nd, the chairman of the committee, Ways and Means Committee, Chairman Guevara's also sent a note requesting all the departments review the budgets. And so aside from the capital projects, there is a public works budget to review. And I was wondering what the plan is to do that outside of the capital projects. We do have one scheduled for that, but I know that for, you know, for economic development, we're gonna probably have a separate meeting to review the budget for the multiple departments. I was wondering, Dean, if you had a plan to do that for this committee.
I did not, but if you think that that's a good idea, we could schedule a meeting and have hard copies made of the budget.
Well, I don't think I need a hard copy. I mean, Amber sent us everything we needed, right? And all I'm suggesting is that, you know, I think that we should maybe, what I'm gonna suggest to my committee anyway is to make sure that everybody reviews the budgets for the committees, the departments that report through their committee. And if there's anything raised on your personal level, to bring it up to the committee and then maybe go to the department head or to the executive staff and see if they can get it explained, right? So that's what I plan on doing on my committee, rather than have 7 departments come in and go over every line. because it's a little bit hairy there. But this committee has one department, right? So I didn't know how you wanted to handle that.
So we can probably do that on our own, and if they had questions.
I mean, I would just refer everybody to the letter that came from Chairman Guevara's Ways and Means from September 22nd and review that, right?
What's the may I say something, Dean?
Excuse me?
You do have a meeting on November 3rd, and that's still before the budget. So if you want to put it as an agenda item for...
Yes.
We have all the public works directors and everybody here at that meeting, so they can bring up, give an overview.
Yeah. And the committee members will have an opportunity to look through the budget before they get to that meeting. And that would be, like Brian said, a perfect time to ask questions. So to have your questions prepared. And ready to go, and we could do it under new business or old business or whatever. That's a good idea, Natty. That's what we'll do.
Right.
And maybe if you have them ahead of time, we can give them to Don and company, right? Brian, Brendan.
That's my point, exactly, is to if we look at it now prior to when we discuss it in committee, you may not even bring it up in committee, is my point, right? If we do a little homework beforehand, Don and his team and Brandon and his team would explain, you know, what it's all about and you know, maybe, yeah.
All right.
That sounds good. And if you want to feed it through me or share it with me when you get your answer, I'll make sure the rest of the committee gets it.
All right. And Brian,
sorry.
I just want to say that we did that in energy and environment with the Soil and Water Conservation District, and it was so informative. You know, they don't come to all our meetings, but having an overview of what they are actively doing, what they've accomplished in the last year, and any changes in their budget was really valuable. So I appreciate the fact that we'll have an opportunity before we have to vote on the overall budget.
And I just have one more question for Brian. Brian, I need to, are you going to be around tomorrow? Could I give you a call? I need to discuss a matter with you if it's okay.
That's no problem.
Yeah,
you can call me during the day. If I can't answer you, I won't. I have meetings, but you know, if you call me, but I'll pick up if you call me. That's for sure.
All right. If there's anything else, does anybody have anything else? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by legislator and seconded by legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. This meeting is over. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Eddie. I'll be.
Okay.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone.